when I am with you.
Moving out of your family house or apartment, finding friends, lovers. Those are universal themes of young adulthood. And for 22-year-old Maya Hawk, those themes are the focus of her debut album, Blush.
I have nothing to say about love anymore.
Maya Hawk joins us now from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a huge honor. I love your program, and I'm incredibly nervous to be on it, but very excited.
Oh, well, there's no reason to be nervous. I'm not nervous being on it. Actually, I am a little every now and then, but in any event. The first single on your album is called By Myself, and it comes out at a time when many of us are just like a little tired of being by ourselves.
I know. I mean, well, it actually came out right when quarantine first went into place. So it sort of actually came out at a perfect time, I think, when we were all just figuring out what it feels like to be by yourself.
When I'm talking to myself, I prefer my dreams of you to anything you'd ever do.
So but I didn't write it. It wasn't about a quarantine experience. It was actually about being, you know, that kind of loneliness that you feel when you're surrounded by people.
So much of this album is about standing on your own in life, out from under the sheltering arms, which can sometimes be a little tight, of parents and family. Comes out at a time when a lot of young people have had to move back into their childhood homes, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. People have said that it rings like the album is about that, about coming out of those sheltering arms. And I guess in some ways it is, because it was written in those first 3 years that I had after I started working and moved out and started, you know, having those adult experiences of buying toilet paper. This album was written in those first couple of years for me. Mm-hmm. And so I think maybe those experiences do infuse some of the songs and some of that fear about who are you when you're on your own, you know? Yeah. Who are you without the blanket of the people that love you most in the world?
Turn my gaze away, relieve the impressions that I...
All right, get this out of the way. Your parents are Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke.
Oh, no, really? Oh, I didn't think that would get such a big laugh. I mean, God, it wasn't a very good
show. That's hysterical. That's hysterical. Well done. Well done. that does raise a question, because you also act. And I wonder, did seeing their lives make you want to go into show business or get as far away from show business as possible?
I guess I would say neither and both. I definitely didn't think I wanted to go into show business for a long time, because I saw the emotional toll, you know, what that does to a person. But eventually my passion overtook my trepidation and my love of the act itself, the act of acting, was much greater than my fear.
Boy. Where's the title Blush come from?
A couple different places. It is a lyric in the song Coverage.
There are shades you can't replace with blush or blues or lights or grace.
Which is sort of the only song that's actually really about acting on set. But where the title really comes from for me is about this idea of embarrassment. Most people wouldn't describe me as a particularly shameful or shy person, but I actually walk through my life feeling tremendously embarrassed most of the time. That I talk too loud at a party or said something stupid or, you know, whatever it is. So that's part of what it means. And the other part of what it means is that blush is simultaneously a revealing thing. Like when you blush, you're revealing something about yourself, something personal. And it's also a mask. Like if you put on blush or makeup, it's a mask. It hides your face, your feelings.
If I were really here, looking at you beaming. If I were really alive, could I make it through every day dreaming?
I have read that that you suffer from dyslexia.
I wouldn't say suffer. I would say it is like one of the great blessings of my life in a lot of ways. But I did get like kicked out of school for not being able to read when I was a kid. And I went to a special school for kids with learning disabilities, and it took me a long time to learn how to read. And I still am limited. But the wonderful thing about today's world is that there are so many options. There's something about having had a limitation in regards to my ability to produce and take in stories that made me even more determined to love them and understand them and grow in them. I mean, like that said, it was deeply difficult, you know, to like be in the slow class. Every grade that went by, you get dropped down into a lower and lower reading group, and other kids find out, and there's bullying and in place. But my parents did a wonderful job of encouraging me to be creative.
I also understand you gave a break to an aspiring director for the music video of your song coverage.
Oh, yes, yes. He is an aspiring director. He is, you know, he's a small town guy. My dad, he directed that video for coverage. COVID had just really hit. So I did these live videos with my family, but people call it a music video. I think because like my dad is such a special filmmaker that even with like an iPhone and 10 minutes to prepare and me being like, everyone, we're going to play the song in the barn. Like, Dad, will you make a video? His brain turns on and he goes, okay.
You've got a full, rich, creative life, don't you?
I mean, I also probably spend most of my time like watching reruns of Grey's Anatomy and picking at my pimples. But I certainly can hold a conversation and make it seem like I have a rich, creative life. I certainly aspire to have a rich, creative life.
No one is animal enough to take up the space in my mind.
Musician and actor Maya Hawke, her debut album is Blush. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to me. It is wonderful to speak to you.